the rest of the story. In December of 1928, Andrew Beardsley paid a call on his old friend, journalist Tom Keene. Now, Keene was managing editor of a newspaper then called the Elkhart, Indiana Truth, and Andrew went to see him at his office. When Andrew arrived, newspaperman Tom was on the phone talking to a colleague on another paper, the News Times. Apparently, all four Linotype operators who worked for that other newspaper were home with the flu. The flu was serious business back then. December 1928, the influenza epidemic was the big story. An estimated one half of the population of the United States was affected one way or another. A great many thus afflicted were dying. Anyway, editor Tom Keene told his colleague on the other paper not to worry. All of the Linotype operators on Keene's paper were quite healthy. He could easily spare a couple. Now, Tom's friend Andrew is listening to all of this, and he's looking around the newspaper office, and something dawned on him. All of Tom's Linotype operators were indeed on the job and healthy. So apparently was everybody else in that office. Businesses all over the rest of the country were hurting. Scores were shutting down because of employee illness. Everywhere you looked, the flu was ravaging the population, except, it seemed, right here on Tom Keene's newspaper, where everybody was well. So Andrew asked Tom if the flu epidemic had posed any problem for his staff, and Tom said none at all. Every one of his workers was well. And he, Tom, intended to keep them that way. Now, remember, this was 1928, no miracle drugs. So Andrew at first took what Tom said as a joke. It was no joke. Editor Tom Keene truly believed that he was keeping his employees healthy personally with an elixir of his own invention, a magic potion that could slaughter the initial symptoms of the dreaded flu. And Andrew believed Tom. He had to. The evidence was right there before his eyes. So Andrew asked Tom just what it was that he was giving his staff. He expected an evasive answer. He got a direct answer. Tom then and there told Andrew the ingredients of his flu remedy. He prescribed, quote, "At the first sign of influenza, take it quickly and keep taking it until those symptoms disappear." End quote. To think you and I might never have heard of it had Tom's friend Andrew Beardsley not had his own laboratory. For Andrew reported the ingredients of Keene's tonic to his chief chemist. The chemist made some tablets, and over the years since, consumers have consumed more than 100 billion of them. 64 years have passed since Andrew Beardsley visited his newspaperman friend in the middle of a flu epidemic. During that time, Keene's tonic's been touted as a cure for everything from seasickness to hangovers. It's even been declared an excellent bait for bass. The limit of the claims that the lab can make legally are, quote, "fast relief from acid indigestion." And yet, if the other supposed benefits were only psychological, they were enough to impress Andrew Beardsley, then president of Dr. Miles Laboratories. Today you know Keene's tonic, originally aspirin and bicarbonate of soda in hot lemon juice. Today you know it as Alka-Seltzer. Only now you know the rest of the story.